like Trump said, Zelensky's a dictator, and you won't even read the peace plan. That's because NATO and the EU openly say they don't want any peace. And so Trump said he's holding elections. He's basically a dictator. Now Trump just came out and said that he's giving him days to respond. So we finally come to the deadline. Here's a short clip of President Trump, and we've got some final analysis from General Flynn. Here's President Trump.
Is it time for Ukraine to hold an election, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time. It hasn't been doing particularly well. Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's an important time to hold an election. You know, they're using war not to hold an election, but I would think the Ukrainian people would, you know, should have that choice. And maybe Zelensky would win. I don't know who would win, but they haven't had an election in a long time. You know, they talk about a democracy, but it gets to a point where it's not a democracy anymore.
So here's what's happening in closing. Trump has all these things. You're like the guy on Ed Sullivan with all the plates he's balancing. You got to stay on him. When he gets the right information, he makes the right decisions. Roger Stone said a million times. And that's why through this broadcast, we are starting to move the needle on so many things. We got 3.5 minutes left. General Flynn, GeneralFlynn.com. Thank you so much for the time. Closing analysis and bookends on this.
Yeah. So Trump is like Washington and Lincoln, but in their day, they clearly understood which side their line was, where the enemy was on the, you know, on the other side of it, right? They knew the British, and then of course the North versus the South. In our day and age, Trump is facing, you know, this unelected bureaucracy we call the deep state, and now they are clearly aligned with this axis of resistance inside of our country, which includes, you know, China, a rising and very, very, you know, rapidly, this radical Islamist element within our country. And it seems to be permeating throughout our country's, you know, cities, etc. So that's who he's facing. That is the adversary that you're facing, President Trump. It's not as clean as the North versus the South or the Patriots versus the British. That said, when you look at a place like Europe, Zelensky is a dictator. He's declared martial law. He's arrested journalists. He's shut down anybody that is in the opposition, even in the Rada over there. If you're an opposition voice, you're arrested for treason.
They kill journalists.
Exactly. So the complex that exists here in this country is the exact same complex that exists over in Europe, and they want to perpetuate war, because if they don't have the boogeyman of Russia, then they can't have the machinery that goes with that, you know, that goes with NATO, that goes with the European Union. It is a money-making machine. And Trump, Donald Trump. Well, I was going to say, for you, Donald Trump, you just spent $400 million in this big, beautiful bill. We just sent another $400 million that I understand. I just read 20 million people in this country. Give them all $1 million, Donald, instead of giving it to Zelensky, because that money's going to go nowhere except into the pockets of oligarchs and crooks, one of whom they just arrested his chief of staff, Yermak, I think is the guy's name. So we're dealing with a crooked regime. And elections is the least of what they need to be doing. We, the United States of America, we need to really seriously consider just pulling out of all of that and telling NATO and telling the European Union, you know, NATO minus the United States, hey, look, you want this goddamn war? You got it. We're done. We are done, because we have to focus on home. The second big area of where we're at is what's happening in the Middle East. You know, I paid very close attention to this Doha conference. Unimpressive. Very unimpressive to me, because I felt like, God, what are we doing here? You know, is it all about money? Is it all about, you know, making sure that people can build hotels and we can develop some real estate? I mean, we're talking about millions of lives that have been lost. And I'm not really sure that people understand the hatred of both the United States of America and certainly of Israel in the Middle East. And so They're going to talk to Donald Trump on the phone, and Donald Trump's going to go, hey, these guys, you know, I can cut a deal. I have a great relationship. They're, you know, he's going to hang up. That's what he's going to tell his side of the world. Their side of the world, they're going to hang up, and they're going to go, we're going to continue to screw the American people. China, she will do the exact same thing. He will laugh after he hangs up the phone. I need Donald J. Trump to understand that. That's how these people how they operate.
General Flynn, powerful, powerful information. Thank you so much, sir.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before, like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids, take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke. This isn't serious. They clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it. All right, I want to recap what Flynn said, and I wish we had more time because everything he's saying is so true. And I can just back up everything he was saying with a video clip, a document, their own admissions. I mean, the EU and NATO, basically all their defense ministers, all their finance ministers, are just constantly in the news for years, 4 years of this war in Ukraine, saying this is going to last 20, 30 years. We're going to win it. We need the machinery of this to control our own people and set up a police state and prop us up financially. And Flynn's making that point. I'm just like, yeah, and I just want to like show everybody them saying that. That's what I want listeners to do. I don't have a big enough crew. They're awesome. They work their asses off 12, 14 hours a day. Listeners, you can take everything Flynn says and just type it in and you'll find videos and articles, everything he says. Same with me. And the little pieces of the show you think are most important, you decide. We crowdsource this. Grab it. Put it out. Put it on X. Put it on Facebook. Put it on YouTube. They're not censoring us as much now. It's getting out everywhere, thanks to X setting an example in Rumble. And flood the zone with this stuff. It's powerful to hear Flynn earlier. But imagine how powerful it would have been in the time we had. We could have played it. All these different talk show hosts saying, yeah, I met with the CIA. They said there's a rogue CIA group trying to overthrow the country, which is true. But imagine seeing that and then playing clips of Flynn a year ago saying it. You know, it's just, this is powerful stuff, folks. Powerful. And we're starting to really turn the tide. And there's been major missteps by Trump in PR. But that's it. I mean, Trump ordered all the Epstein files released. And then they spiked it with a bunch of bull and kept saying there's more, more, more. Then he goes to the federal court, says release it all, the grand jury stuff. The Democrats then don't release it. He goes to another court, has a Republican release the grand jury stuff. Did you hear about that? No. But his handling and the way he's handled it's absolutely horrible. Because he dumbs it down to, well, the Epstein thing's a hoax. And later he clarifies, after Roger went and talked to him, no, 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 Epstein's bad. I'm saying the way they're deploying it against me is a hoax. Damn right it is. Trump's not screwing 14-year-old girls. He's not getting pissed on by Russian hookers. Are you kidding? A, he's not into that. B, he would never put himself in a position to be compromised like that. I mean, you think if I ever went to Russia or Israel or anywhere else, which I'd love to see Russia and Israel. I've just been so busy and it's so political, I'm not going to, you know, at some point I am. Probably arrest me and go back to the UK. Been there dozens of times. I mean, A, I'm not into getting peed on, but B, let me land in Russia and immediately go to a hotel room and get pissed on. And I'm not the president or a billionaire like he was back at the time. I mean, you think Trump's done this his whole life and he's in rooms being pissed on by hookers? It's, and of course, it turned out it was all a lie. Like Hegseth, kill them all, drooling over the video feed. Hegseth's like, no, I got a call, greenlit it, it was the president's order. I wasn't involved in the second strike, I went on to my other business. Turns out they testified to Congress, all true. Hegseth wasn't even on the call. But notice they've moved on to the next piece of bull. And the next piece of bull. And the next piece of bull. And to leak classified information, even fake information, that makes it worse, is a felony. And Comey's been caught saying he never leaked. And later he went, well, I did leak to the, you know, these professors and heads of, you know, universities, and but they leaked it. And now a federal judge is blocking that information being used in the new indictment coming. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, I got a ton of stuff to hit that all ties into this, but we got Kyle Serafin joining us, the biggest FBI whistleblower in history, and his batting average is 1,000 right now, and you got this whole pipe bomb thing that none of it adds up in any way. And then Trump gets asked about it and who's been running the pipe bomb investigation. And he says, yeah, I think there's a cover-up yesterday. See, he gets it. So then why is the lady that's run the cover-ups in charge? Well, you got to ask Todd Blanche that, Mr. President. So this is life and death for me. I need the globalists to be prosecuted. I need them. Not out of vengeance. I'm not sitting there going, I hate them. I want them to be in a prison cell. No, they're trying to destroy the country and destroy me. And literally trying to take everything you've got away from you to make you a slave in their own words. I mean, can you take this a little personal, people? You know, I've lived a lot of different places. And multiple times in my life, growing up in Dallas, and then a few times in my adult life in my own houses, I have seen neighbors get in screaming matches with each other and almost fist fights over their dog taking a dump in their yard. And, you know, you look out your window and there's always, you know, dog crap in your yard, and you see your neighbor who waves at you and you're nice to them. Maybe they've been over barbecue, and why is your dog squatting in my front yard crapping? I wish all of you would get as mad about the New World Order literally trying to enslave you as you are about a dog taking a dump in your yard. Because as I've gotten older, I've really learned to not sweat the small stuff. I just don't even care. Somebody cuts me off, flips me off. Somebody even screws me in business, whatever. I just go, it's part of life. I'm moving on the big issues. And what I'm saying is we got to prioritize all this. What was General Flynn saying at the end of the interview? He said, we have to make it the focus, because with Washington, it's the Redcoats. With Lincoln, it's the South. With this, you've got to identify the deep state, the NGOs, the globalists, how the corporations plug into it. They admit how they're doing it and explain, just like in a narrative, like maybe for the public, we should put out a short documentary and for the public and use it as a Marvel comic analogy. Like, here's the Legion of Doom, and here's how the different groups operate together, and then here's the Justice League. Because, you know, I see these full-grown adults. I know guys, you know, that are like in Delta Force, and they'll say, hey, man, there's a new Marvel movie. Let's go watch it. And a few times I went with these guys, and I'm sitting there watching guys in spandex CGI fight, and these guys are getting really excited about it because they're little, you know, it's like little kids or whatever, and it's archetypal and it's fun. But it's like, I can't get into that. But maybe if you made it like that, people would understand. Kind of like when you're looking for people in a country, you know, you've invaded or whatever, you put out a deck of cards to all the soldiers while they're playing cards, you know, during their breaks, and so they know what all these people look like. And here's the Ace of Spades, he's Saddam Hussein. We need a deep state deck of cards. It would have to be like five sets, though. Because they all admit how they coordinate, how they all operate. I mean, I've got a whole map of it right here in my brain. And if I could get the public to see that, see, that's what me and Flynn keep getting back to. If you're in a war, you got to first know you're in a war. You got to know who your enemy is, what their objective is, how they're operating, and how you stop them. My 31 years on air is just trying to get people to realize you're in a war. And I've seen us come more forward in just the last 2 years than in the 29 before it. I mean, I can do a kind of a back of the envelope graph. Let's say I get on air in 1994, middle of 1994. Let's just compare 2025, almost over. And let's compare, you know, my arc of audience. This is just a, and it was big spikes here too. But the point is that, so you've got all this going on. What is the arc of awakening? Straight up. Straight up. In fact, that line's not even straight enough. Now, that's not just some scribbles, folks. That's victory. But if the public doesn't know that they're on the winning team, they can have victory taken away from them. Our enemies can grab victory from the jaws of their defeat. And I'm going to respond to this and reset and in my own mind and come back with all the news, but I'm only going to play this, not because this has some effect on me, but because it's the most one of the most classic attacks I get. If you're a good person, why are you still alive? Well, because there's not just evil in the universe, and God's in control, and I'll be alive as long as God wants me to, and I'll faithfully execute my operation, and I don't think about my safety. How about that? Just that idea, you've just given evil full control and said, the devil's God. Well, we know that's a lie. But it doesn't matter. Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruits. It's not about a defense of me. It's about those of you that point your finger at someone only through God that has been undisputedly the most successful in history in waking people up to the globalist New World Order plan that's now all out in the open. I was put in that position by God. I told people 28 years ago about the vision I had at Waterloo Draft House at 9 o'clock at night, eating a chicken fried steak and drinking iced tea. And I said what would happen in the global awakening in the next few decades and what would unfold out of it decades before it happened. And I'm on record. So it's not like I'm just saying this now. You ignore what I'm doing at your own peril. Because I've literally been stood up. I don't mean stood up like a date didn't show up. I mean, like you stand an army up. I got stood up by God. Grabbed. Like, Paul, you're going to do this. You understand? And my point is that, Jones acts crazy to discredit this information. Well, let's judge that by its fruits. Cherry picking a few minutes a week of me getting wild, because I am wild, and saying that's discrediting? No, turns out God chose me for this because he made me before I was in my mother's womb, my soul, for that ingredient of entertainment and wildness that you historically any culture have in the prophet, the wild man, the crazy man, the shaman, so that the media and the left attacking me for all the things they cherry-picked, it always looks like it's beating me and beating the truth up front, but in time it ascends. In time, all their attacks, like fine wine, get better. That's God, that's not me. All of that was God working in mysterious ways. So I do an hour-long show about atrazine and chemicals and bisphenol A and gender bending with documents, with clips, with studies. And at the end I say, so the media is attacking me saying I hate gay people. It's not even about that. It's about twisting your gender. And I love everybody. But I'm saying this is a chemical attack to basically sterilize us. I'm not hateful of gay people in general. I'm upset about them putting chemicals in the water that turn the frickin' frogs gay. And then people say, oh my God, he hit paper on the desk. He did that to discredit it. Really, it's credited everywhere. The giant awakening. Kennedy said he looked into it because of me and woke up. All this stuff is being pulled out of things happening off of that. That's how God works. And they had all the late night comics. Kimmel, Colbert, all of them. This is like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. All run that. Because they had a talking point to say, oh, there's not chemicals hurting you. Look at Alex, he's a kook. Yeah, they used it for that, but it didn't work that way, did it? There's probably billions of views of me and the gay frog thing. They tried to make me the Sandy Hook meme. That failed because of the gay frog and a bunch of others. And people think, oh, it's funny, gay frog. And they go, oh, my God, it's true. It's done more to wake people up. Them editing it, them playing a 30-second clip out of context to try to discredit it, that's how God works in mysterious ways. Now, me, I'm just on air 3-4 hours a day. I've just done an hour-long rant, played all these clips, shown all these documents, shown scientists saying it, shown Berkeley studies, shown Japanese studies, shown, you know, and then I go, so I'm trying to warn you that this is about chemical warfare. And they spin it. Oh, I've heard this 10,000 times. Jones did that to keep the chemicals in to make it look dumb. Well, did it do that? No, it didn't. And look at everything else we've done together. It's victory, 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 victory. But all these Johnny-come-latelys can come along, and they can say he's controlled opposition. He's the CIA. He is the blah, blah, blah. We're the good people. He's the bad man. Because they don't want you to recognize the success we've all had together and how far we've come. All they can do now is get us to infight. My show is, here's an article, here's a clip, here's a document. You decide. It's not some shadowy thing. It's not some trust me. It's all right there. So I'm not defending myself. I know who I am. My crew knows who I am. I'm as real as it gets. It's so easy to be real. I love it. But people that don't have integrity want to lower their finger at me to make themselves bigger and say they have the integrity. I'm getting a lot of attacks for not conclusively saying that TPUSA killed Charlie Kirk. You can't prove that. The story doesn't add up. The FBI is definitely covering up stuff. I'm very concerned. I haven't figured it out yet. Have you? I could sit up here with a steady diet of gossip and BS and just move on to the next thing after the next. Not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to have the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency on giving you a real briefing on what's going on. And tomorrow's news today. And I told you a year ago, if Zelensky, after a year or so, doesn't do the peace deal, Trump's going to start pulling out of NATO and call him a dictator. And it happened today. Nailing it, because I study. It's what I do. And big things like that I can figure out. And I got the other side saying, you should come out and say TPUSA is totally perfect. And there's nothing to look at here. And I'm like, I don't think so. But it's like your computer when it's working on a problem. I'm processing. I am not going to tell you what's going on unless I really have the evidence. And that's why I'm right 98% of the time. But it's not about me being right. It's about integrity. Now, here's a clip. This is just emblematic kind of stuff I see. This is posted all over trying to attack me. It's just some podcast. I don't even know who they are. I'd love to get them on and talk to them. It's like, so I'm a Fed, huh? I'm a bad guy? Did you see the hour of me with the documents about the frogs? But we've had all this. These guys, though, can say, oh, he's CIA. He's here to discredit the chemicals in the water. Those that are getting pulled out now? We'll go to break and come back and play the clip. I'm going to move on from this. The point is that Kyle Servant's coming up. I think the clip's so short. Go ahead and roll it now. Go ahead and roll it.
Because I used to watch Alex Jones just for fun.
Yeah.
Because the truth is he is entertaining.
He is very entertaining.
And people even argue that he's actually like, you know, a CIA. And the fact that he's so entertaining is why you shouldn't believe him. Mm. And then actually there's some truth to that. Because it's like the fact is if Alex Jones was alive during the and he was talking about the imagine how stupid he would look. Where he's like, fuck you. Fuck you. I hate you. It's like, what is that? You know, what is this? You know? Because right now he's saying there's depopulation and the human race and they're poisoning all of us. Yeah. And then he just starts like, oh, I got mad. Oh.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago. And everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah. Yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Because I used to watch Alex Jones just for fun.
Yeah.
Because the truth is he is entertaining.
He is very entertaining.
And people even argue that he's actually like, you know, a CIA. And the fact that he's so entertaining is why you shouldn't believe him. Mm. And then actually there's some truth to that. Because it's like, the fact is, if Alex Jones was alive during the... And he was talking about the... Imagine how stupid he would look. Where he's like, fuck you. Fuck you. I hate you. It's like, what is this? You know? Because right now he's saying there's depopulation and the human race and they're poisoning all of us. Yeah. And then he just starts like, oh, I got mad. Oh, it's like, this is crazy.
It's very performative.
A normal thing would be to be like, guys, this is very serious.
Yeah.
Here's proof that there's things happening. This is not a time to be like an entertainer, you know?
Yeah.
So the fact that he's entertaining while giving you crucial information about the human race being at stake, to me, makes me question his validity.
That's right. Don't question the documents, the information. 99% of the show completely serious. Do like the Democrats do and go, oh, look, once he did a video when the Batman movie was coming out about the Joker. And what's the Joker do? He puts chemicals in the water and chemicals in household things you use with a binary weapon to kill you. So I did an analogy about the fluoride in the water and the atrazine and all of it. And I said, it's good for you, kids. Drink your fluoride, drink your atrazine. And they go, oh, look, he's crazy. He's the Joker. No, that's a way to reach people. That's a way. Do you guys have tens of millions of views on YouTube at the time? No, you don't know what you're doing. So, as Yoda said, for 800 years, I've trained Jedi. My own counsel will I keep on who is to be trained. And it's not about a power trip. It's just that compared to you, I'm Yoda. And you're a one-year-old in your diapers. And then you level your finger at me. And that's just an example. It's constant. Oh, he's controlled opposition. He's a... Yeah, that's why I'm sued and attacked and constantly. The point is, when I say something, you can watch me say it. Hey, Trump just said that Zelensky's basically a dictator because he won't even do a peace deal, and he is a dictator. And now Trump's going to pull out of NATO, and he's going to give him a deadline. And sure enough, Trump's gave him a deadline. 99% of what I do is just reporting news. And then, who do I have on as guest over and over and over and over again? People that are right over and over and over and over and over again. Told you 20 years ago the ice caps weren't going to melt. They're bigger than ever. Was I right? I had all the top meteorologists on. Astrophysicists. What FBI whistleblowers do I have on? The ones that are right over and over again. Who do I get you to tell you about national security deep state? The former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. It is a way to get people. They came up with the term, we'll go to our guest, conspiracy theorist in 1964. It's declassified. It was declassified in the Frank Church Committee Senate hearings in 76, 77, 78. I knew and was friends with the head archivist of the Senate, Anthony Sutton, that released it. See what I mean? That's depth. And the CIA said, there's too much information coming out. We can't debate the facts of Kennedy being killed because they killed him. We'll just call people conspiracy theorists. Well, the new conspiracy theory thing is to say, oh, that person isn't credible. That person's controlled. No, the people saying that to you have a controlled talking point. I don't know if they're on a payroll. I don't know if they're getting paid to do it, but that's what they do. And this is about you. This isn't about me getting attacked, defending myself. At the end of the day, that just sends more viewers. It's about you not being deceived. Because 99% of the time, I show you what I'm talking about. When I give my opinion on something or talk about the future, that's my opinion. And has that been accurate? Nobody's been more accurate. So here, use the desert example. You know, we're like in the Sahara Desert, and there's an oasis that's got good water that doesn't poison you. And there's another oasis that's got poison water. And I'm just saying, don't drink out of that oasis. It's a lie. It's like putting buoys at the entrance to a dock where there's rocks. Don't go over here. There's a rock here. You'll wreck your boat. That's what this is all about, folks. And so, at the end of the day, I just wanted to get that out there. Before we go to our guest, who's got huge news. I've been trying to get him on for weeks, but he wanted to develop more of it. This whole pipe bomber thing is just phony as a $3 bill. All the experts I talk to in respect say the behavior makes them even more sure it's a cover-up. Which is very sad by the FBI. They're defending me at their own corrupt institution. Even have Trump admitting that the investigation's been run by a bad person. Yesterday, we have that clip coming up, so we'll talk to Kyle Serafin here in just a moment. But first, I'm funded by you. We have one other sponsor, a gold sponsor, and I guess MyPillow's come on. So, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, Mike Lindell, and you. That's who's, and I'll assure you, Mike Lindell doesn't tell me what to say, and neither does Kirk Elliott. And, I mean, nobody can tell me what to do, not even my parents. But the point is that I'm funded by you. You decide how successful you are. You decide if we stay on air. You decide if we get more talk show hosts and more reporters and expand, which I want to do. You decide to do your Christmas shopping with us and not with the globalist. Now, here's what we got going on. We have the 12 days of Christmas that's over Sunday at midnight. Store-wide, all the Patriot apparel, all the incredible supplements, 40% off. That is massive. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the ultramethylene blue caps, ultramethylene red is back in stock, the bovine colostrum, ultimate CMOS capsules, all of it, and the Patriot apparel. This is an adventure to wear. And then finally, we already have the private label of one of the top creatine manufacturers in the country. Everybody thinks you take creatine for better muscles, better stamina, better energy. But what does that mean for the rest of your body? What creatine really does that doesn't get attention is the brain. Look up creatine in brain studies. It's insane what it's doing with Alzheimer's and dementia and everything else. Ask Grok about it. Just ask Grok or even your physician, what does creatine monohydrate do? That's the best quality there is for the brain. Oh, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation and mental fatigue. Neuroprotective efforts being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. Good for everybody, particularly old folks, but young and old. What do you take? 5 milligrams a day. Bottom line, Grok says, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, and possibly brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. Well, all the supplements we have are the ones that really work. I wouldn't sell you something if it worked. What business model is that? So now we have the gummies in two different flavors. 5 milligrams per gummy, concentrated, the very best quality. They taste delicious. Look at this giant container. Well, I've been eating out of these, but there's a lot in here, okay? And it's 40% off right now. We need funds. We built the new network. We're fighting on multiple fronts. Do your Christmas shopping and empower this fight and get great products at the same time at thealexshowstore.com. All right, I'm going to shut up now and bring up Kyle Serafin, who has a very successful, popular daily show. FBI whistleblower. So much what we know about Obama and then Biden and all of it is from him. He has continued to be vindicated and proven right over and over and over again. And he's had the globalists and the deep state come after him and try to throw his ass in prison. And we've been looking at this pipe bombing situation, which he just so happened on January 6th after that to be assigned right next door to the house where you have this Blaze report with the gate analysis saying 90%+ chance it was this person. No movement for 5 years on it. Magically, a few weeks after Kyle and others look at this, first the Blaze, suddenly they've got their guy, and before they announced who he was, the crew's like, I bet it's a retarded person or autistic person, and it was. And then now you look at the geolocation with the jobs he had. It's insane. Buying bomb parts years apart. He knew Trump would have the election stolen a year before. He's a time traveler. This is crazy. Now you have Trump saying he's got serious questions. This is big. So Kyle sent a lot of receipts, a lot of information. He was on his own show till right before, so we just got it before he came on. That's why I kind of stalled there and covered some news so we can load it all. So Kyle, I'm going to shut up for the next 15 minutes before we go to break, and we'll come back with you to let you brief people on this. But this is so sad on so many fronts. And as soon as I saw this last week, I said, oh, he's a Trump supporter with no evidence. Now we get to have CNN and MSNBC say, look, finally we've got a J6 terrorist. So not only, from what I think, the FBI covered this up with a fake narrative and a patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald 2.0, Tim McVeigh 2.0, now they even did it where they can jab it in and attack the president and the J6ers. So, wow, give us your take and your breakdown of this, but this is disgusting.
Well, last night was really good. This is Advent, so it's the Christmas season. Some people say, you know, Christmas comes early. This is more like an Advent calendar where I open up and I get a gift every day and the media gives me something and the FBI is part of it. So they gave us this guy named Brian Cole Jr., and he's a 30-something-year-old black man who lives in Woodbridge, Virginia, or did live there until he got picked up by the feds. And Alex, you know, there's all these illogical things that happen. Number one, I was assigned to do surveillance, as you said, on January 13th and January 14th of 2021 at the door that was next door to what the Blaze found to be their likely subject. And they've withdrawn their story now that this other guy has been arrested and obviously for legal reasons. What's also crazy is that I almost bought a house that was about 100 yards away from where Brian Cole Jr. and his mom lived. And that's strange. And I've got a friend in the neighborhood who lives about 6 doors down from him. And my friend's wife has seen all the videos that everybody else has seen. This is kind of like, you know, bottom line up front. She's seen all the videos that you've seen of the pipe bomber walking around in the hood. The person that the FBI referred to as POI number one in all the documents. And POI number one does not walk the way that Brian Cole Jr. walks, according to a friend's wife who's seen him walked literally thousands of times. They've been there for about a decade. And he walks every single day, if not more than one time a day, with a little chihuahua. And he wears red Crocs, and he apparently wears shorts all the time. And he has headphones around his neck. And nothing about what he's doing makes him look like he's some master bomber that evaded the FBI for the last 5 years. We're talking about an $11 billion investigative agency that couldn't find, let's just go down the checklist, black guy, autistic, living with mom, using his own credit card to buy bomb parts, apparently, like you said, like a time traveler, or maybe he's a prophet, and then was able to also decide that he was going to leave bombs that were going to do something on the day afterwards, even though he had a 1 hour timer. So maybe he's got telekinesis in his back pocket. And not only that, but he's also a brony, we found out. That was Christmas gift of the day this morning as we opened the advent calendar. The New York Post reported that he is a fan of My Little Pony. He's one of the men that do that. And I love it. I love everything about it because there's not a lot of violence that's attributed to people who are bronies. And apparently the FBI thinks that we've just forgotten about the last 5 years worth of information, or even the last 5 weeks worth of information that the Blaze has been putting out and that I've been commenting on.
Well, you can also, I'm sorry, I have to do it.
Yeah.
He has mind control, like Count Dracula, where he can make the police all know where to magically find the bombs and go over and handle them and not be worried about it and not put in a bomb squad or block it off, obviously knowing they were inert. So, I mean, he just magical powers.
Incredible stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, we're supposed to just completely forget that the United States Capitol Police dispatched three different sort of pairs of officers to go find bombs. And one of them went exactly to the bush where the pipe bomber had been the night before and had sat down for 77 seconds. No explanation for why that happened. And then, as you're showing on the screen, the next day, there they go. They go straight to that bush. They look underneath and see if it's there. And then they go talk to each other. And I'd like to imagine they're having little conversations like, dude, isn't it supposed to be right there at the bush? And the guy's like, yeah, that's the bush. Like, where is it? You know? And then a couple seconds later, you're going to see him go and walk, and they look underneath that bush. How did they know how to do that? And then they went directly to the actual place where the pipe bomb was. And from the time that they left their seats in the parking lot of the Capitol South Metro Station, it took them 11 minutes and 7 seconds to go find the bombs. Here they go. They're walking right there. People see on the screen.
He's going to go, hey, wait. And if you haven't been there like we have, look, it's all these parks. It's all these bushes. It's a giant, it would take 20 police, you know, usually 30 minutes to find this, but they go like bloodhounds right to it.
Right to it. And the best part for me is then once they found it, they're like, mission accomplished. Give me an award. Second pipe bomb found. They go tell some guys who don't act like it's a bomb, and they hang out and finish their sandwich. And then they quit looking. 11 minutes and 7 seconds. That's how long it took for them to give up on the whole thing. Meanwhile, apparently it was placed by this dude, as that's the claim the FBI has made. It's a guy with glasses that wears Crocs and doesn't seem to be a sneakerhead, and whose, you know, parents are very left-leaning. I don't know if you guys cover the politics, but I don't think he's a Trump supporter. I don't think he's an anything supporter, as far as we could tell. Mom said he's not political. I believe her. We've got some pictures I sent over of the grandma and from her Facebook page, and I'm sure she's a nice lady, but she's clearly left-leaning. She's got a picture of herself with a group of other senior citizens that are supporting the first transgender, openly transgender delegate in the state house in Virginia. So there she is there. She's the black woman and standing there with Danica Roem, who's a dude dressed up like that. And so that's fun. And you got some other people there that are clearly excited about the candidacy.
Well, so what do you make of the easy prediction that he reportedly, you know, has mental problems, is basically autistic? I mean, that's par for the course.
Well, that came, not only did that come from neighbors the day of, and again, New York Post doing really good reporting on that, but also came from my friend who lives in the neighborhood. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. He's like on the spectrum. I go, that's interesting that New York Post reported that. And he's like, well, it's 100% true. You know, like, we know who the kid is. He doesn't interact with people. I don't know if he's nonverbal. I'm sure he's verbal in some way, shape, or form, but he's not social to the point where people in his neighborhood were being quoted as saying he's antisocial or, you know, doesn't make eye contact. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that'd be walking on the streets of the United States Capitol and then waving at his friends in the Capitol Police in the marked car, which is what happened on that night. We're apparently supposed to forget all the video footage that we've seen of the actual pipe bomber. And so, I don't know. I've been playing this little game called Dan Bongino versus Dan Bongino, where we take Dan the podcast man versus Dan the FBI explainer man. And they don't seem to be the same guy. I don't know what they did with him, but they changed out the battery chip, or they changed out the energy level, or they changed out the confidence. Or maybe, Alex, there's a guy off screen who's got a gun pointed at his face telling him the dumb things to say. But I sent you guys a clip of Bongino.
It's perfect 180s. So you got to give him.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's
crazy. If you
totally
want to send us those videos, we can play. It's not trying to be mean. But it's the same thing with Cash Patel. You should never use the jet for private uses. He should have the jet taken away. He should be removed from the jet. And then he uses the jet way more than Ray. It's like Mr. 180.
it defies credulity that somebody would flip 180 degrees, spend years and years telling you that the feds were involved, it was an inside job, that they doctored the video, that you can't trust your own eyes from what the feds were putting out there, that somehow government was involved. I talked to a congressman off the record as well. Same story. The statement was essentially that if this doesn't tie to a broader conspiracy that involves law enforcement to specifically include Capitol Police, that's a no-brainer. It should also probably involve whoever was involved in keeping it.
But Massey says he's not buying it. I don't think Grassley's
Massey doesn't buy it either. Exactly. Why would they, though? Because they've been doing this. And people need to understand that the infrastructure doesn't have to be that big for some massive conspiracy. There's a couple of people that we don't know the names of yet, but from everything we can tell, we've got the person that was on Massey's staff, a guy named Marshall Yates, and he was the lead investigator for Massey's crew doing the pipe bomb case, or as they were doing the investigation for years, now works at the FBI as an assistant director for congressional affairs. Read that as FBI liaison to Congress. And that guy was telling members of Massey's staff where he used to work that they were going to go jam them up and do some fraud investigations to stop them talking about the pipe bomb investigation. That actually went out a couple of days ago when Steve Baker and Tom Massey sat down.
If you have nothing to hide, Massey said the staff was threatened with investigations prison. If you don't have something to hide, why are you threatening a congressman? That takes some big huevos.
It certainly does, and it means you think you got the backing of powerful people to do it. So you've got Marshall Yates over at the FBI now.
By the way, used to be at Massey's. Thomas Massey's like a bulldog. I mean, like out of all the Congress people, that'd be one of the worst. I mean, they got some balls, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's definitely the case. Well, here's the other thing. The guy that we just showed on camera who was looking underneath that that bush and who found the bomb, not only did he get an award for finding the bomb, maybe because he did it in record time faster than any of the dogs could do it, but then he was promoted into a role where now he's the FBI liaison for the Capitol Police. So he works for the Capitol Police and he's controlling the information flow between FBI and Capitol Police. So you've got your person from FBI to Congress. You've got your person Capitol Police to FBI, right? And then the best part of it was a guy named Sean Benedict. And so he was the on-scene bomb squad commander for the ATF, as I understand it. He took over the role for Yogananda Pittman, was in charge of these surveillance units, was babysitting them, acting like a handler, if you listen to what Tom Massey has said about it. And then the day after this video went public with the Blaze publishing it, he retired with no notice out of nowhere. So you had your Yogananda Pittman in one place, and then you moved in a guy from the scene. So if you keep it tight, as a good conspiracy is done, and by conspiracy, I don't mean like theoretical conspiracy. I mean, people getting together to pull off an operation and not letting outside parties know. You'd want to keep it pretty tight. You want to promote from within and keep those people
in the loop. They are hovering over this in total fear. Weeks after this breaks, they suddenly have the mentally, you know, disabled person perfectly on time. Right. And then you get to the geolocation. Now you've put this out where he's a DoorDash driver. He's all this. And it's not even, it's over the years. They go, every 6 months he came by the spot and he's like a quarter mile away. I mean, they could convict any of us by this yardstick now. I mean, hell,
Kyle, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. So when I looked at the criminal complaint, which people can find, if you want to type in Brian Cole complaint, you'll find it. It'll show you the affidavit in support of the criminal complaint and the background of the agent. And I'm sure the agent's reputable and has been in the Bureau for a long time. But when you go out and read what they actually did, and I've got it on the screen, so I'm going to kind of look off a little bit from the camera here. They started off with background. They didn't even get the timeline right on what happened on January 6th because the bombs were found at 12:43 and then again at 1:05, but they say 1 and 1:15. That's not precise, so that seems kind of weird. Then they go on and talk about the surveillance footage. But when you actually go in and try to say who he is, all they say is that he's about the right height, he wears eyeglasses, and he lives in Woodridge, Virginia. What is conspicuously missing is ideology, reason, why they thought he was the right guy. And then rather than do the way that you would normally identify someone, and Alex, this is pretty straightforward. You don't have to be a law enforcement person to think it. If you were going to go back and try to figure out, hey, who's involved in this particular case? What I would want to say is, did we find somebody who's of interest in the area at the time? And then we would say yes. And they actually did that. It turns out the FBI in 2021 identified 186 phone numbers. And they went and said about 30 of them need to be interviewed right now. They're very critical.
But didn't there's they about block another 90 law enforcement so. Numbers, though?
They did. Yeah, exactly. So that's an underlying assumption. But they started with 30 that needed to be interviewed, about 90 or so that needed some follow-up investigative work before they did interviews. And then 51 of them were exempted because they were law enforcement or not interesting. You can start that way in an exigent circumstance. If you're in an emergency and you want to find it, sure. You still got to go back and look at those 51 later if you don't have an answer in 5 years. But let's just say they did that. What I think happened, this is Kyle Serafin's full opinion. I believe the FBI identified Brian Cole, probably in that loop of like maybe 90, where they did some additional work. he was generally speaking in the area of. And then when they ran it down, they found out that he was not a good match because if you guys want to show the ping map that I sent over to you,
show the ping
there's
map.
A map that's been done. You can actually tell that he was not physically in the sector that the towers were pinging on at the time. And so you've got a Gateway Pundit article up there right now. I think that's actually some of their worst work, just for whatever it's worth between the two of us. That does not actually tell the story. I don't think the Biden administration had this guy. I think they cleared this guy, and rightly so. So put the ping back up. Let's do it real quick so I can explain what people are seeing visually. What you're seeing there are the towers. So you'll see some yellow arms, some purple arms, some red arms, some blue arms, and there's a number in the middle of the little angle. That's where the tower is located. So number 5 in purple, that's the tower. And it roughly has a 120 degree view of the world. That's where the cell phone towers can reach out and your cell phone will ping if it's in that sector, the acute part of the angle, not the wider part. Okay, same thing for number 3. Points downward and it's kind of like orangey, orangish or whatever, straw colored. So down beneath that. Now we look at the other numbers that are not inside. And what you'll see is the pipe bomber route. It's roughly near where it says 1, 2, 3, 4 in a tight little cluster towards the center of the map. That's where the pipe bomber would have had to have been for the actual time that they say that the person was there. So there's a route of the actual bomber and it's very, very small. You see it red and green. The number 1 is not inside sector number 1. The number 2 is not inside sector number 2 very clean, or I guess it's on the edge. 3 is right on the line. 4 and so on. So they have pings that are relatively close to where they should be, but they're not actually a slam dunk. This is not evidence. This is thin. This is like an indication to go do further information. But what they started with in the complaint was saying he bought some lengths of pipe and he bought some other stuff going back into 2019. And somehow they think that's conclusive. If you guys zoom back out on that little graphic again, you'll see the dots do not coordinate with the sectors. Again, the first ping on the map, which is where the pipe bomber was walking at the time, it's not in sector 1. Sector 3, not in where the pipe bomber would have been. It looks like they're actually playing on the margin of error rather than the actual accuracy of the pings. It's a hell of a way to try to predicate a case for probable cause. And then they go on and try to claim things that, like, basically every man that I know, or at least every red-blooded man like me, has. I've got 1-inch pipe hanging out in my garage. I've got end caps. I've got little pieces for 9-volt batteries, whether I bought them or I clipped them off some other device. These are not things. What's crazy is they actually leave out the bomb part of the bomb in this complaint. He apparently was involved in creating a homemade bomb with homemade black powder, but no evidence of where the black powder came from. And by the way, no Google search results saying he looked for it.
Hold on, stay right there. Saying he bought. Stay right there. We'll come back in 2 minutes. Kyle Serafin, kyleserafinshow.com. Just type in his name on X. You find it there. So much more on this. And we got to talk about the bigger picture. I mean, it's so obvious, folks. The information comes out. It's under surveillance by Kyle Serafin. They haven't denied that. And then now they give you this on a silver platter. What does that say about the FBI? We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum that we can't even keep in stock. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood and superfoods. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men, the scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain, through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.